All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, November 13th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a five game NHL main slate, and we also have an eight game NBA main slate over on DraftKings. And then they're splitting up the slate with the night games. FanDuel does have the night games. So some interesting NBA action going on tonight as well. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Actually, one other thing I forgot about. We did not do the Max Challenge earlier this week. Had a little bit of a delay on that. But we are ready to announce the winners for the Max Challenge for this last week. So let me get that up here on the screen. We got to announce our top finisher for the week. And then we also have to announce who is going to be getting free tickets to next week's Mini Max contest. All right. So let's share this guy. All right. So Max Challenge here. We do this every week, giving away two tickets to the Super Bowl at the end of the year. And we have our weekly prizes that we have to announce. So got to announce our top finisher, got to announce one random entrant person to win free tickets to next week's Minimax. So for our winners for this week, top finisher was Luck on My Side with seventh place, 174.02 points. And that is good for a SaberSim hoodie and an entry into our end of the season 25K big game free roll. So congratulations. And then for everybody else who participated, I'm going to grab everybody's names here. And it looks like we had 264 people participate this week. Going to take everybody's names and drop them into our wheel of names here. So we had 264 in the sheet. Got 264 up here in the entries. Perfect. Going to click shuffle a couple times and going to kick this off. See who gets free entry into next week's Minimax contest. So drum roll, our winner is Chickalapete is how I'm going to say this one. So congratulations to both of the winners here. And let me get this logged. Let me make sure that looks right. Yep, that looks right. All right, awesome. So congratulations to the winners this week. Appreciate everybody continuing to participate all season long. Our support team will reach out to the winners to let you know how to claim your prizes. And we hope that everybody continues to participate throughout the rest of the season. So I think it was, we just got through week 10. So over halfway through now. Awesome. All right. So let's get SaberSim up here and let's get rolling with some questions that came in. So it looks like the first question today came in from Sammy. I see Interrogator asked to sign up for the Build Review Show. I will add you to the list. Got a couple more questions here. Going to get these in the queue. I see JB asked for the Build Review Show as well. We'll get that logged. And Zer also asked for Build Review Show. So we'll get all you guys on the list for Friday's Build Review Show for sure. And I will make sure to handle that after the show. But four questions here. Let's just start from the top. Looks like we had one question in the YouTube chat as well. So we'll start there. First question, what's the best way to set a geo mean on the standard plan? Set a rule pre-build is the only way. Yes. Good question. So yes, you're going to have to set a rule So basically what I would do is I would go and find the contest that I want to optimize for. Now, let's say the contest is a showdown contest, 10,000 entries, and maybe I don't want to play lineups duplicated more than 20 times, right? So then I can go into my calculator, and then I could say, okay, the number of dues I'm shooting for is 20, so put 20 there. We're going to divide that by the number of entries in the contest, which we said was 10,000. Take that to the power of 1 divided by the number of players in a lineup, which we're going to say is a 6-man showdown lineup. Click equals, we're going to get a number, right? 35.5, you got to move the decimal 2 places over. So 35.5 would be our number. So then what I would do is I would go into my rules. I would go to add new rule, and then I would say change my rule type to aggregate. Change my proj to my own. Change sum to geomean. Say change at least to no more than. So the bigger the geomean, the more likely it is to be duplicated. The smaller the geomean, the less likely it is to be duplicated. So we're basically setting our like maximum, our threshold here, which is going to be that 35.5 number that we talked about. And then you click save. And then now when you click build, every lineup that you build is going to abide by this rule. So that is the best way to do it on the standard plan. All right, next question. When looking at min salary on any sport, what's the difference when using the default versus zero minimum salary? Looks like there's like 3 questions here, so we'll tackle these one at a time. So the biggest difference, right, is that you're setting a floor, a threshold here, right? So I recommend keeping a threshold, and the reason for that is that typically, you know, average projection is correlated to salary. And we've noticed in our build review shows that average projection does matter to some extent, right? And you know, that's also true, like why it's a variable in Saber score. Like, yeah, we're optimizing for percentiles and upside, you know, we're fading ownership, but there is always that floor variable for average projection included as well, right? So having some minimum salary will just help you to play better projected lineups in general. We do lower it to 0 in late swap. That is simply because we don't want a salary requirement to stop us from getting out players out of your lineups. So that's one area where it is set to 0. Not to say you're going to get those lineups, but it can happen. Like I seen it recently where I think Zion got ruled out in like the second game of a short slate, and you know, if you didn't lower your minimum salary, you were going to have trouble like swapping onto basically anybody with the same positional eligibility. So that does come up from time to time. So it's something you want to be aware of. But in general, I think it's good to have some sort of floor. So I wouldn't be setting it to 0, or at least that's not my recommendation. Second question, when looking at dupes, we all know that capping or leaving some salary left based on the sports, do we still need to do GL mean calculation? Good question. So I think that, you know, duplication, there isn't just one way to solve it, right? You can come at it a bunch of different ways. You could come at it from a salary angle. You can come at it from like a product ownership geometric mean angle. You can come at it from a lineup construction angle, right? Like there's a bunch of different ways to get a unique lineup, right? Like imagine you're playing an opposing team captain versus 5 players on the other side, but you're using max salary, right? Like, even though you're using max salary, you know, that is such an uncommon lineup construction just because of the path to that lineup being optimal is so odd. You know, you could get unique with that lineup, right? Now, is that a lineup you want to play? That's a different question, right? But I just say that to say, like, you know, salary alone is not like in, like, hey, you know, this lineup's going to be unique for sure, right? It helps with the uniqueness, definitely. But, you know, I think that there's a lot of different ways to get unique, and it's better to combine them than to just use one, right? It is probably better to use some salary stuff, some ownership stuff, some lineup construction stuff, rather than to just pick one and only stick with it. So that'd be my opinion there. Next question. Last not least, how better is it to filter certain stats, projections, pre-build versus post-build? Thanks. So the biggest difference between doing them pre and post-build, right, is that pre-build, it applies, like we're talking about filters here, right? We're talking about like filters pre-build versus filters post-build. Filters pre-build apply to the players. Filters post-build apply to the lineups, right? So that's like the biggest thing, or the biggest difference in my opinion, is doing it one way versus the other. Now, I think it's better to do any player pool adjustments pre-build, or like, you know, I would rather do pre-build player pool adjustments than wait till the post-build and then go in and set zero max exposures to a bunch of players, because you're effectively wasting lineups at that point, and we really don't want to waste lineups. So that's what I would recommend there. Now, as far as like lineup filters and stuff, you know, you could do this like a couple different ways. The biggest concern I would say is the effect on the lineups that it builds for you, right? Like that's a little bit of a concern for me. So like, for instance, you know, you could set a rule that is like an aggregate rule and have that apply to your entire pool, right? So like, let's use the geo mean one, for example, right? Like we could go in and we could apply a geo mean aggregate rule, right? The only place where that's a little scary is if you're too aggressive, right? Like if you're setting your geo mean to like, hey, I only want to play unique lineups, and your geo mean calculation comes out to like 15, well, that is like really, really low. And you're probably going to have to sacrifice a lot of projection to get to that number. That's why I kind of always suggest like a little bit of a bigger number. Like, hey, let's go with like not the dupes you want, but the dupes that you're that the most you would allow, right? And doing it that way, you're kind of capping it. And then you're doing other things to get you further or closer to what you actually want, right? So like if you're doing an aggregate rule, I always recommend being a little bit safer, like going on the higher side with like your value there, because it's better to optimize your rule to be like 30 dupes and then do additional stuff in the build for lineup construction, for salary after the build, than to just be super, super aggressive with your geo mean up front, right? You're going to have a lot bigger impact on the lineups that are generated. So like, those are some concerns for doing it pre versus post build. You just got to be a little bit careful with those things. I've seen like at least one user in Build Review Show do the rule pre-build. They were super aggressive, and then their sim average score was like 10 points lower than like everybody else. And that was like the biggest thing hurting their post contest sim ROIs. So, you know, do with that what you will. Those are my opinions on the different things and the things that you need to be looking out for and considering when trying to figure out what approach you want to take. All right, next question. My pre-lock build, I usually have a few rules. For example, a minimum projection rule after first game lock when I swap. How does that minimum projection rule work? Is it using my projection, or is it using live projections? Good question. So it is going to use my projection. It is going to use the pre-slate projection. Where the live projection comes into play is in the live contest sims, right? So when you are building lineups, it is still using the you know, say you have Pascal Siakam like from the Pacers, right? And you have one lineup, and then you go and you do a late swap. Well, we're not going to automatically switch to his live projection for your rule. We're going to stick with his pre-slate projection. And then you build your lineup with your rule on. And then let's say you run it through the contest sim. Well, in the contest sim, then we're going to use the live projection. So your rules will still use their pre-slate projection. All right, next question. If less duplicates means better chance of first place finish / or top positions being hit, does it make sense to have geometric mean greater than 25 as a rule for all sports, main slate, showdown every single time? Would this give us a positive edge, or is there downside to doing this? Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this. So first thing, right, I just want to be clear. it's always going to be less than, right? So the smaller the number, the more likely it is to be unique. If you were setting it like, you know, show me lineups with geo mean greater than X, those are more likely to be duplicated. So I just want to be clear on that part. Second part is, if a lineup is less duplicated, that technically does not mean that it has a better chance of first place, okay? What it means is that when you win first place, you are going to get more of the first place prize pool. And because these contests are so top heavy, you want to get as much of the first place prize as you can when you achieve that outcome, because it's so hard to achieve it in the first place. Okay. So that's the way you got to be thinking about this. Now, as far as other type of slates go, you know, classic slates, things like that, you know, we have this 8-game NBA main slate. What you're mostly concerned about is, and this is the way I like to think about it, I don't like to account for duplication until duplication becomes a problem for me, or until I see that lineups are regularly duplicated in the contest I'm playing. So for instance, if I go back to yesterday's NBA main slate, I'm probably going to see that most of the top sim ROI portfolios, average dupes of 0, maybe average dupes of 1. That is with no geometric mean, you know, consideration or anything like that. So that tells me like, hey, duplication isn't super important in these big NBA classic main slates. Now, somewhere I was actually surprised duplication was important is we were doing a builder view for college football on like a Saturday main slate, right? Like 9 to 14 game slate, I forget. But a lot of those lineups were actually being duplicated, even the highest sim ROI sets. I was like, wow, you know, college football is actually somewhere where you do want to account for duplication, even on a big classic slate. So the post-contest sim is actually a really good place to get an idea of whether or not you need to be accounting for that thing. Now, I think that, you know, you could just go and check past contests and basically figure out like, hey, do I need to be worried about duplication? And the post-contest sim will tell you if that's right or wrong. And then from there, you could figure out a number that makes sense for you based on, you know, the biggest contest you're optimizing for and apply that to all of your contests. All right. Next question. How do I review my lineups from NFL week 10? Review plus look at where I went right/wrong. Remember Jordan referencing it in a video, but didn't go further into it. Good question. We have a really good video on how to use contest flashback. We actually have two. I'll call them both out. So in the top right menu, you go to help. Opens up our support library. You go to this view more under tutorials. You go to Saber Sims tutorials. We have a video here, how to use contest flashback. So I'll drop that here in the YouTube chat. And I will also drop that in the Discord. Where you originally asked this question. And this is from Ruthless. And then in Saber School, we also have a good video under SaberSim 101, study the Sharks reviewing past slates with the Saber system. This is another good video talking about contest flashback, which I will send to you as well. In Saber School, in SaberSim 101, check out this video. So those are be your two resources for studying your own lineups and dialing in that process, which I always recommend doing for basically any DK slate that you played. All right, keeping it going. Got a thank you in the chat. You are welcome. Adam said, whenever I run my builds for NBA, my initial builds typically come back with anywhere from 80 to 100% exposure to some of the cheaper high-value plays on the slate. Is there a rule to set to avoid this? So probably the best thing to do would be to either set a max exposure global, a global max exposure by going to the max exposure column, clicking on the gear icon, and then it says set max exposure to blank for all players. This would be one way to handle it. Another way to handle it would just be to cap them individually. So you're going to have to figure out which one of those two ways works best for you, but one of those two options is the best in my opinion. All right, next question. For, say, a 20-max NFL main slate, what number of not limited dupes is typically put in the Formula 1, 2? I honestly don't even use it for main slates because it's so unlikely that you get duplicated. So you could use it if you want. I don't think it's necessary. You know, that's why I was saying, like, hey, until duplication becomes a problem, I don't address it. But when I see the top lineups being duplicated, when my lineups are being duplicated, when I win and I'm heavily duplicated, then it's like, okay, we need to start accounting for this. So NFL main slates, you don't really see it, and I wouldn't worry too much about it. All right. We are all caught up here in both the Discord and the YouTube chat. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our Thursday office hours show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.